Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. We're going to be looking back on 2014 and looking forward to 2015 with one of the most perspicacious and highly respected journalists of our time. He is Bill Gertz. Nobody covers national security like Bill at the Washington Free Beacon, where he is a senior editor, and at the Washington Times, where he is long written the outstanding and prize-winning column, Inside the Ring. Bill is a regular with us each week, and we're thrilled to be able to have a full hour on this particular end-of-year occasion to take stock with him as to what has been the subject of our conversations to date and what we can look forward to in the coming year. Bill, welcome back, and again, thank you so much for all the time you give us week upon week, and especially for this very special interview with you to sort of wrap things up and look forward.
Hi, Frank. Always a pleasure to be on the program.
Well, where to begin, Bill? This is shooting fish in a barrel, I guess. There's so many things to talk about, but you have covered intensively and with great effect, Bill, for many years, what's been happening in and with respect to communist China. You've written books on the subject. You've written countless articles and columns. Give us, in a sort of nutshell, where you think we see communist China going at the moment and what it might mean for us.
Yes, this year, 2014, has seen a major push by communist China to drive the United States out of Asia. This is a very carefully calculated strategy. It's focused on dividing the United States from its allies. It's particularly focused on attempts by Beijing to intimidate Japan as the leading power in Asia that is the most worried about Chinese hegemony in the region. And, of course, this has coincided with significant strategic nuclear force buildup in China, missile force buildup, conventional forces. This has really been a dramatic year for the Chinese military in terms of its development. I think if I were to characterize one of the most significant developments was a story that I broke in January when China, for the first time, conducted a flight test of a new hypersonic glide vehicle. This is a really high-tech weapon, travels at 10 times the speed of sound. It's designed to defeat missile defenses and to send a nuclear warhead through those missile defenses. And this test in January was the first test of three, which is unprecedented for Chinese weapons development in terms of how quickly they are moving ahead with this new, what they call assassin's mace weapon. That is a asymmetric warfare tool, which is clearly intended to target the United States and U.S. cities.
And defeat our missile defense systems, rather explicitly, is another piece of its marketing. Bill, with respect to the nuclear forces, and I think this is of particular concern because so few of us seem to be paying attention to it, talk about the investment that Chinese are making in both development of platforms and, as you say, some of the specific delivery capabilities. What we know about their level of commitment to nuclear threat capabilities, and not least the infrastructure they're putting into place, including this so-called Great Underground Wall of China.
Yes, this was recently disclosed within the past few years. In fact, it coincided with the 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Liberation Army, the communist-led and communist-controlled military. It's not a national army, as most countries think of their military forces in terms of protecting the nation. The PLA has one mission, and that's to keep the Communist Party of China in power against a growing popular discontent towards that communist government. They have been really focusing on building up their nuclear capabilities, and one of these has been through what has become known, as you mentioned, the Great Underground Wall. It's 3,000 miles of tunnels, and these are not really tunnels the way you would think of dilapidated, carved-out rock structures. These are modern facilities that are used not only to store nuclear weapons and missiles, but to actually develop them. The Chinese have invested billions and billions of dollars into these facilities, which remain largely secret. They, like I said, they only became officially public in China a couple of years ago and were highlighted by Georgetown professor Phil Carver in his open source intelligence study, which revealed this, really caught the U.S. intelligence community by surprise and triggered a major debate about the size of the Chinese nuclear arsenal, which we know from a very recent test of a new long-range intercontinental ballistic missile called the DF-41, for the first time contained multiple warheads, up to 10 on this new missile, and this is going to basically give China a quantitative and qualitative vast increase in strategic nuclear striking capabilities by a factor of 10 if they, in fact, go ahead with this.
Bill, one of the questions that has, again, largely been swept under the rug, it seems to me, in all of this is how large is China's nuclear inventory at the moment, to say nothing of how large is it likely to be if it begins mass production of these 10 warhead missiles, for example?
Very important intelligence question that right now there's a debate over that. The U.S. intelligence community is convinced that the number of strategic warheads in the Chinese arsenal is somewhere around 240 to 300 weapons. The Chinese, of course, refused to publicly disclose the number. We learned from State Department cables made public by WikiLeaks a couple of years ago that the reason the Chinese will not reveal the size of their nuclear arsenal is that they believe that any public discussion or even private government exchanges on the subject of their nuclear arsenal will undermine the deterrent value. So they've made a conscious strategic decision to build up their nuclear arsenal in secret. Now, outside experts are challenging this low figure of 240 warheads. And by the way, these warheads are really what they call city-busting warheads, huge multi-megaton. That is, they have an extremely large yield. And the number could be as high as 1,500 to 2,000 based on the amount of fissile material they've produced, as well as the size of their missile arsenal, the delivery arsenal.
Yeah, and among other things, as Professor Phil Carver of Georgetown pointed out, the size of that 3,000-mile underground complex suggests that they're going to be stocking it and concealing in it much larger numbers. Bill, just one other theory as to why they may be inclined not to disclose fully what they've got, and that is they would just as soon have us continue down the road of nuclear disarmament, impinged upon by their obvious efforts to go the other direction. This whole idea of ridding the world of nuclear weapons, as President Obama has fantasized about it, is belied big time by what you've just described from China. Bill, we're going to have to pause in just a moment, but very quickly, a similar kind of program is underway with respect to conventional forces on the part of communist China. Talk, if you would, very quickly about their new stealth fighter and its purposes.
Yes, the Chinese this year deployed or are beginning to deploy a new stealth jet. It's called the J-31. It was flight tested during the recent visit to China by President Obama, again sending a political message that the Chinese military is rattling its saber towards the United States. They have new missiles that of multiple types. Just recently, they disclosed, or they haven't disclosed it, but I reported on it, a DF-31B. This is a third variant of the DF-31, which is their road mobile missile. If I were to look back on the year, I think the most significant conventional military development in China was something called Mission Action 2014.
Bill, I'm going to have to ask you to hold that thought because we need to know what Mission Action 2014 is, but we also need to have a little bit more time to discuss it. We'll be right back with Bill Gertz, senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon and the Washington Times Inside the Ring columnist. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.